It's the Textination Week podcast. I'm Fred Fishkin. Welcome to the compilation of this week's Textination reports and more. Well, you'll have to wait until the holiday season rolls around, but Microsoft has unveiled Windows 11, featuring lots of new innovation, including the ability to use Android apps. With a cleaner look and the start menu moving to the bottom center of the screen, there is a freshness to it. Many will appreciate the promise that Windows updates will be 40% smaller. And with a connection to the cloud, you'll be more easily able to move from mobile device to PC or the other way around without missing a beat. You'll also be able to customize and use a variety of desktops, one for work or school, one for home, perhaps another desktop for gaming. It also features a new entertainment platform for streaming services as well. Microsoft says it will be a free upgrade for Windows 10 users. VividPix, a company that's been on the market with easy-to-use and very worthwhile software for restoring faded photos and documents, has created a mystery game that teaches players how to make use of the app and other genealogy tools in a fun way. It's called What Happened to Great Uncle George? VividPix CEO Rick Voigt says players have to bring old documents back to life to reveal clues.
We have a free software download where folks are able to bring down our VividPix Restore software. They're able to fix these images that are an easy download from the game. Then they're able to reveal the clues.
The game runs through September and there are prizes. Find more at vivid-pix.com/Uncle George. The digital age meets a crafted wooden box designed for love notes. Jean Gregoire originally created the love box when he left France and his fiancée to research robotics at MIT. A little heart would spin when the box received a message, open the top, and the note is on the screen. It was a big hit on Kickstarter. It's a fun and affectionate way for even grandparents to communicate with grandchildren. About crafting the boxes from wood, he says, it just feels right.
Which is about life, which is about time. It's a material which has a lot of emotions involved.
The price, about $120, and the code used in an app to send messages to a specific box can be shared. Find more at lovebox.love. It's a product with heart. Insego is a company best known for creating the MiFi hotspot category, and today the M2000 5G hotspot is designed to keep you connected wherever and whenever. We've tested it on T-Mobile's 5G network with some pretty impressive results when it comes to streaming video or Zoom calls. Senior Vice President of Product Management, Adam Gould.
Usage of wireless devices has kind of changed a lot. We've seen a lot of people now using hotspots as really their primary internet connection. They're streaming those calls hours at a time.
And with the rapid rollout of high-speed service, the Insego 5G MiFi can let you stay connected wherever service is available. Pricing is going to depend on the plan you have, of course, but carriers are starting to push wireless internet as an alternative to cable. There are millions of Apple Watch fans out there, and if they've ever wished for a built-in camera, a company called WristCam has a solution.
We are an Apple-certified wrist camera, built into a smart band for the Apple Watch.
Co-founder and CEO Ari Roisman. WristCam has two built-in cameras, forward and self-facing, that let you take photos or videos even without having to pull out your phone. We found it to be surprisingly light, fun, and useful. And a new update adds live video communication capability. You can control WristCam with Siri. It has its own magnetic charger, but the charging block has two ports, so you can plug the watch charger in at the same time. Price, about $300 at wristcam.com and Amazon. Those are our reports for this week. You can find a full archive of reports and complete interviews at textination.com. Thanks for listening. Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand, Without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.